Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Let's get after this thing now that we've been talking about all day today, at least on this show, and that is the idea that in Illinois, maybe instead of just taxing your gas to pay for the roads, we should tax you per mile driven. That makes sense, right? If you're using the road, then you should pay for the road in a way that's commensurate with how much you use it. At least that's how I read this. At the Metropolitan Planning Council, there's somebody who is the transportation director. Her name is Audrey Wenink, and she's in our studio. Audrey, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hi. Thanks for having me.
So is that the send-up? Is that what we should do, charge people commensurate to how much they use the roads?
Yeah, that's a user fee. People pay for what they use, so it makes a lot of sense. And we pay a user fee right now with the gas tax. You pay more when you drive more miles and use more gas.
So then why do we need to fix it or change it?
Because people's cars are getting more fuel efficient, and more people are driving electric vehicles that don't consume gas at all, and they don't pay any gas tax.
Yeah.
And so the amount of money we have is going down steadily.
Hybrids and electric cars, I guess, would impact that. But my guess is that more than anything else, it's simply that cars are more efficient and that we buy less gas per miles driven, right?
That's right. People are, if you get 45 miles per gallon, you have fewer gallons of gas, and that sales tax is charged per gallon.
So are we short? I mean, do we need to get more money, or maybe we should all just enjoy the benefits of having more efficient cars?
Well, if you would like to drive your car on a road, you need to have roads that are in good condition.
And yeah, so but I'm already paying a gas tax. Doesn't that take care of that?
Well, the gas tax, it, as we just discussed, is declining. And so while there is some money now, it's less and less. And we can forecast in the future, as more and more electric vehicles get on the roads and gas mileage gets better and better, that that revenue is going to be less and less. And our gas tax hasn't been raised since 1990. So it's not indexed to inflation.
I know there's a lot of questions people have because this is a new concept, and a lot of criticism people have. A big one is that this is the government looking over my shoulder. Before I even get to that, I'll tell you another criticism I hear on the text line and when people have called in the past. If they live in a rural area, and a lot of people in Illinois do, we're not all packed like sardines are in Chicago, you have to drive a longer distance to the Walmart or to the school. So if it's miles driven, it would impact unfairly people outside of urban areas. What's your reaction to that?
Well, a couple of things. Right now, they already pay based on miles driven through the gas tax. If you drive further, you consume more gallons of gas. So honestly, that's already happening right now. And then secondly, there has been research that shows that the people that are in rural areas, they do drive longer trips, but they drive fewer of them. And people in suburban and urban areas drive more trips, but they're shorter. And actually, the distances overall driven by both are similar.
Boy, that's a revelation, because if you said who drives more in a given week, I'd say the people in Manuka, not the people in Joliet or Chicago. About the same?
Yeah, there was a research study done in Western states, and that was the conclusion.
So they're trying this. So before we even go to Oregon, tell me how it would work then. How do you know how many miles I've driven?
Well, there's different options. In Oregon and some of the other states that have done pilots, they install a device into the vehicle, which can track the number of miles you've driven. But there are also very simple ways of doing this, such as having people take a photograph of their odometer. And so it's not
really.
There's a whole range.
Why would I want to do that? How about I don't do that and then I don't pay any tax?
You know, there's a range of low tech to high tech. And I think the reality is the privacy question can really be addressed.
What if I'm driving out of the state? I'm in Indiana. I'm not using Illinois roads.
Yeah, and it gets more complicated then. There's actually a pilot going on right now with the I-95 coalition. So I-95 in the East Coast goes through a number of states, and they've been doing some pilots to see how this works in terms of interoperability between states.
Does it know then if I'm out of Illinois, then it doesn't charge me?
Yeah, well, you know, the mechanics still need to be figured out, that's for sure. And I think the whole point here is if you're evolving to a new type of technology, you need to test it. You need to learn about it and do pilots and things like that. So,
okay, I got another problem for you.
Yeah.
And I don't know that I dislike the idea. I'm just thinking out loud here, but somebody's driving through Illinois. They're not an Illinois resident. They're not going to have our transponder. They're using our roads. Maybe they got a heavy car. What about them?
Yeah, I mean,
they
fall
through the cracks. We're just going to have to float them.
Well, you could keep like the gas tax for out of state people, and then have a vehicle miles traveled or mileage based user fee for in state people. Those are things that other states that have done pilots have investigated and have worked on.
Are you neutral about this, or are you advocating for this?
We're advocating for this for a pilot to test it. There's no question that it wouldn't be something we would do overnight. We're not going to pass, you know, change from a gas tax to a mileage-based user fee for the everything overnight. It would be a transition process. And I think there's no way to know how it's going to work until you test it.
What do you say to the people that are worried about Big Brother?
Well, I mean, I think you look at the pilots that have gone on in Oregon. The Metropolitan Planning Council that I work for, we had an event just a couple weeks ago where we flew in the woman from Oregon who runs that program, the oldest pilot. And they explained all these questions were asked, and they explained that they use a third-party vendor that collects the data. And the data on where you've been is destroyed within 30 days. And if the police want that data, they have to use a warrant.
In our studio is Audrey Wenning. She's the Transportation Director of the Metropolitan Planning Council. By the way, Steve Bertrand is in the WGN Radio Newsroom. Hey, Steve.
Hello, and you might have just answered my question, I guess, and I didn't hear if you did earlier. I apologize. It was my understanding that you could track the number of miles driven without tracking the location of the miles driven, but you seem to say that no, there would be data on you're driving.
Right, that's an interesting point.
You could use the telematics of a vehicle too. There's, you know, vehicles are very intelligent now, and you know, so there's various ways. The bottom line is there are various ways to do it.
I mean, you could collect just the miles driven, right? The odometer does that, so you could just do that electronically.
You know what I'm thinking, Steve, is Homeland Security. That is, they will know where you've called, but they won't know what you've said. The idea that they are watching our data use for national security upsets some people, but they're always saying, we don't have a transcript of what you said. We just know where you called. That may be an invasion enough for people, but I think the idea that they have all of those details is not true in the case of the federal government, and in this case, the state government only needs to know how many miles you've driven, not where.
Correct.
So do that.
This is tortured, but the state already knows how many miles we drive in our car when we get our emissions testing. You know, that is a... it's true.
Did you last get your emissions test?
Within the year.
Yeah?
I mean, you know, so they're not doing it every year, every month. I grant you that. But the idea that the state doesn't have the data, they do because they record the mileage when you get your emissions test.
Well, and I think the whole point, you're asking a lot of really detailed questions. I think people need to get experience with this. In Oregon, they did a pilot where people could opt in. They could volunteer to participate, so you weren't being forced to do anything. And the more people get experience with it, the approval of it was increased.
Lots of calls. Oscar, what did you want to say? You're on WGN Radio. Hi.
Hello. Other than this sounds like the most ridiculous thought-out not program, but if I walk on the sidewalk, is there going to be a tax on that coming up next?
I take it you're not loving this idea. Is that what you're telling us, Oscar?
Yes, sir. But and also, what about the bike lanes? We have all these bike lanes downtown. And are we going to get rid of the I-Pass?
Is that a concern of yours?
Yeah. I mean, I think the gas tax, which we have now, pays for roads. And bike lanes are on roads. And so that doesn't mean we're going to get rid of them. But I think transportation policy is such that we want people to do things that are most sustainable.
Do you want people to have licenses on their bicycles? And do you want to increase the fee for those? Bicycles aren't heavy. They don't damage the roads.
Correct.
But they take up road space. And that creates an expense for the cars then. I mean,
I would actually disagree that bike lanes do... Generally, there's a lot of evidence that really you can just narrow the auto lanes and you still get the same throughput for the vehicle. So I think there's a lot of myths that people have adopted that if you look at the data, it's actually maybe not what you think.
Hardest thing you're going to be up against, I'm not telling you anything you may not know, is that people are slow to change, especially when it comes to a new concept. I'm kind of an advocate for ranked choice voting. Explain that to people sometime when you've got 2 hours, and then they still won't like it. Our current guest is a very nice person, for crying out loud. Audrey Wenink is the transportation director at the Metropolitan Planning Council, and yet our texts go like this. Well, then remove the gas tax. Well, why not just raise the gas tax? That would be easier. Hey, please mention this! Exclamation point. This is another system to game us. And the praise just keeps on coming. John, how do you charge out-of-state drivers using Illinois roads? We addressed that a moment ago. Maybe you don't. If they have a mileage tax, then will they repeal the gas tax? I doubt it! Exclamation point. John, why then should I have to pay property taxes to go to school districts if I have no children in school? That's because if you don't educate the kids, they're going to steal stuff out of your garage, you big dummy. Okay, so you have anything to say about any of that?
I'm laughing.
Okay, well, but this is something that you are proposing and not advocating for beyond what you said a moment ago would be, well, let's find out.
Right, let's find out. I think the reality is we already pay a user fee to use the roads. The idea is ultimately shifting to a new mechanism for collecting money to operate our transportation system.
The idea is that you would be charged per mile driven, not per gallon of gas purchased. In the interim, there would be a hybrid where you would be doing both, pay a little bit more maybe in gas tax, but roll in a usage tax. You pay per mile driven on public roads.
Or maybe not. Maybe you have a subset of people that opt in and choose to participate in a pilot and then don't get a rebate on their gas tax.
Well, the idea is to raise more money, not less. I mean, if you gave me the choice, gas tax or use tax pick, I would pick the one that was the least expensive for me. That wouldn't help you.
Well, the idea is we would choose a rate per mile that would give us at least the same amount of money as the gas tax does now. But then ultimately, we haven't raised the gas tax in 30 years. So ultimately, we will need to raise whatever mechanism it is to get more money.
You know, we just don't think about it. I mean, like, if your kid said, hey, Dad, I want to go to the game, and they say, well, but the Wrigley Field's 40 miles away. Do you realize that every mile you drive is going to cost me money because there's a use tax, that odometer, click, 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 that's a nickel, a nickel, a nickel, kid? And then you, maybe the kid then doesn't go to the game.
But you pay that now.
That's my point, that we don't think about it that way now. We just go get gas. Here's some phone calls. We'll start with Mark. You're on WGN. Hey, Mark, you're on the air.
John, great to talk to you. Hi, Audrey. How are you?
Thanks for calling. What's up?
What's up? Third-party vendor doing the work. I'm going to mention one thing. Remember the parking meters. It's a boondoggle, John. There's just going to be more money spent to collect money that the program turns out, and the money's going to be wasted in the Secretary of State's office hiring more political appointees.
Okay, let's let her respond.
True, this is a new technology, and there would be a cost to use it, but it is totally different than the parking meter deal, which was a public-private partnership, and that's a totally different situation.
The big problem with that is that those guys are getting rich now, and we gave them the store. We got $1 billion, and we spent it in a year, and now we get nothing. What about this?
Yeah, there was a constitutional amendment passed 2 years ago called the Safe Roads Amendment, which put all transportation revenues into a lockbox, which means that money generated by the transportation system must be used on transportation purposes.
A lot of people are worried about that. Will it go to the roads per se and not the general fund?
Yeah, it can't go to the general fund. Because
and will they then rob the general fund like they did with the lottery money for schools? Will they lob the general fund for the same amount of money so we really don't come up with more money for the roads? Do you see what I'm saying? We won't net out?
Well, it's transportation revenues are protected now. So whatever is generated, whether it's a gas tax or a distance-based PAX, it must be spent on transportation.
I appreciate you coming in. If people want to find out more or ask questions or just say hateful things, what's a good place for them to go to?
The Metropolitan Planning Council's website is...
Why don't you give your home address, too, because it would be easier for them to just swing by. I'm sorry, keep going.
It's metroplanning.org.
Go to metroplanning.org. By the way, listen, everybody, what she just said was, let's find out more. This isn't going to happen tomorrow. Given the way things happen in Illinois, it will take a while for it to happen, even if it's a great idea. Let's just hear it out. You'll have to come back in our studio sometime.
Anytime.
What's the next thing on the calendar for this then?
The next event for this?
Well, I don't mean promotionally. Yeah. I mean, like, is the state going to consider this in the infrastructure bill?
Well, the state is thinking about an infrastructure bill right now. They're having some hearings in the House. There's a listening tour going to be going on in the state about the needs for transportation. And I think we need to remember, this is about having a transportation system that works.
But the bill that's proposed right now does not include tracking your mileage to pay for the roads.
There is no bill right now. It's just a conversation.
Audrey Wenig is the transportation director at the Metropolitan Planning Council. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Yeah, appreciate it.